A Fairbanks man survived an avalanche burial in the Hoodoo Mountains. The accident in a popular snow machining area off the Richardson Highway was the one of two in recent weeks. KUAC's Dan Bross reports.
Sean Herring was snow machining with friends in the Summit Lake area last weekend following a storm that brought heavy snow and wind to the eastern Alaska range. Herring says the group was staying away from big slopes, and he'd driven away from the others up a small drainage to go to the bathroom when he triggered the slide.
It was on a 30, 40-foot hillside, but it just slowly started burying me and burying me, and then the one up above had also slid and was sliding down the creek at me. And so when I seen that, I was pretty sure I was going to die.
Herring says he initially panicked as the avalanche engulfed him.
My face was probably 2 feet under the snow. My arm, I could just barely reach the surface. Kept doing like a punching motion around my face and either clearing it from my face or pushing it in my mouth so I could chew it up and swallow it. Finally noticed that, you know, I could still breathe under the snow.
Herring estimates spending about a half an hour digging himself out, after which his friends showed up and helped him excavate his snow machine and ride to safety.
After it was all over, I was very thankful that I was alive, but also that I was able to experience that and have much more respect for the mountains.
It was the second reported slide in the Summit Lake area in 2 weeks in which a rider was buried. In an earlier incident, the snow machiner survived 25 minutes under the snow before being located and dug out. University of Alaska Fairbanks Outdoor Recreation Department Director Mark Oldnixon is part of a local effort to educate backcountry travelers about avalanche danger. He says the incidents show that even small, steep slopes can be dangerous.
So a 20-foot slope, but 3 feet of snow at 100 feet wide, that's, you know, that's a lot of cubic feet of snow. And then it's a terrain trap, they call it, where that snow just piles up into the bottom of this drainage.
Oldnixon additionally points to anomalies identified in this year's heavy early season snowpack in the eastern Alaska range.
There's a couple of what we saw to be obvious weakness, but also seeing other signs that there's something else there showing up down in the summit area around the Hoodoos. A little gremlin.
Oldnixon encourages backcountry travelers to take advantage of avalanche safety classes and to keep up on localized conditions by checking the Eastern Alaska Range Avalanche Center website before heading out. In Fairbanks, I'm Dan Bross.